From the Land Grant University in Urbana-Champaign, Illinois, this is the Closing Market Report. It is the 22nd day of June 2012. I'm Todd Gleason. Coming up in this half hour, we'll talk about the commodity markets with Mike Zuzulo at Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting in Lafayette, Indiana. And a bit later in the program, Bruce Bostard of the Ludlow Co-op Elevator Company out of Ludlow, Illinois, will be here to look at the cash grain market. We'll finish up the program with a discussion of the agricultural weather forecast. Jim Angel, Illinois State Climatologist, will be here from the Prairie Research Center at the Illinois State Water Survey on this campus. And along the way today, a couple of things. We'll ask you to dial in with your financial support for Illinois Public Media as we make our way into the fiscal year. And we'll hear a little bit about the Farm Bill debate and whether it's fair and how the data stacks up. Gary Schnitke will bring us something from Washington, D.C. And it all happens on this Friday edition of the Closing Market Report, a production of Illinois Public Media from the University of Illinois.
Report on Illinois Public Media is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal, providing clients with the latest market information based on research by ADM Investor Services and other independent sources. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
In Chicago, on this Friday afternoon, futures finish the day like this in the nearby contract for the July soft red winter wheat, a settlement price at 673 and a quarter, actually last trade at 2 o'clock Central Time, up 11.5 cents. The September at 687, up 8.5. The hard red July in Kansas City at $6.86, up 3 for the day. July corn futures back in Chicago, 3 3/4 higher at $5.90 and a quarter. September at 552 and a quarter, up 2. December futures 555 and a half, 5.5 higher, and the March futures at 566 and a quarter, up 5 1/4. May corn at $5.72, up 4.5. July of next year at 577 and a half, up 4 1/4. And December futures of 2013, $5.49, up 3.5 cents. July soybeans today, $14.41 and a half, up 3. The August at $14.25, 2 cents higher. September $13.92, up 0.5. November beans at $13.72 and a half, your harvest month, a penny and a quarter higher. In January futures, $13.72, up 2 cents. The March contract at $13.34, up 2 3/4, and May at $13.10, down 3 1/4 for 2013. July bean meal at $4.23.70, down 5.30. July bean oil at $49.65, down 16 cents on the day. Live cattle futures in the June at $116.90 were up 90. August at $152.80, and the feeders 15 cents higher. In July lean hogs, $94.92 and a half, down 67 and a half cents. You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Here's what the outside markets look like at this hour. Crude oil futures, August contract, $79.94 at $79.94, up $1.73. Ethanol at $2.06 and a half, a penny higher. Natural gas at $2.63 and a tenth, 4 9/10 higher. Heating oil or diesel fuel up a penny and 4 tenths at $2.53 and 9 tenths of a cent. And the gold futures settled today $1.50 higher at $1,566. The U.S. dollar at 82.25 is down 0.03, and the CRB index up 0.85 at 268.01. The weather forecast for the Urbana-Champaign area this afternoon says we'll have sunny skies, a high of 83 degrees, mostly clear this evening, and a low of 58. Tomorrow, sunny and 86. Saturday night, partly cloudy and 64. Sunday, sunny skies and 90 degrees Sunday night, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Those before 1 a.m., partly cloudy, and a low of 64. And Sunday night, on Monday, sunny skies and a high of 78 degrees. Monday night, mostly clear and 56. Tuesday, sunny and 79. Tuesday night, clear and 58. Wednesday, 82 degrees. Thursday, 85 degrees. Both of those days should show us really sunny skies. We'll have more on the weather forecast when we get to closer to the bottom of the half hour. Here's something I want you to do right now. If you get the chance, dial in at this phone number with your pledge of financial support for the radio programs that come to you that involve agriculture, 217-244-9455. It's kind of important to do, and right now is a great day to do it as we head into the final few days of our calendar year this year, our fiscal calendar year, I suppose, and start the next year. We'll need everything in the bank that we're going to use next year by June the 30th. You can help us out by dialing 217-244-9455. It doesn't take any time at all, and you can write us a check, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express.
Todd Gleason services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
This is the Friday afternoon edition of the Closing Market Report. On the phone line with us to talk about the futures markets, as usual, is Mike Zuzulo at Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting in Lafayette. Good afternoon to you, Mike. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. What is it that you think was happening for a good part of the week in Chicago?
Well, I don't think we traded weather very much this week, Todd. I think that the idea continues to permeate. Even after the Greek vote went the way of the market, so to speak, and bought the Europeans some time, I think the idea is still permeating that Europe has done enough damage to China that China's going to have a hard enough landing that it really calls into question the commodity demand. And for grains in particular, we continue to see the corn exports disappoint. We see the ethanol plants start to really struggle. Even some of the livestock guys for deferred are starting to get squeezed on some of their higher basis corn for SEP delivery. And even the beans, it was kind of quiet this week for the beans when it came to Chinese demand. So I think that we're still playing more of a demand card in the trade. End users that I've spoken with this week, believe it or not, they are still a little bit skeptical that the weather has done a lot of permanent damage to the U.S. crops. They think that the official numbers from the government agencies like the United States Department of Ag and also the FAO from the United Nations, they're still promoting adequate supplies. And B, they think the genetics are good enough that within 5 to 7 to maybe 10 days, if the weather would break, we could really turn this crop around.
And your thoughts are that they're right or wrong?
Well, it's not so much my thoughts. It's the people that I communicate with and the clients that I work with. I think I feel pretty satisfied that the corn yield has been hurt permanently at this stage. Roughly 25% of the producers I've spoken with believe that they have lost their above-average yield permanently. I spoke with several clients from eastern Indiana to Danville, Illinois, to Jacksonville, Illinois, just today and late last night, and all of them who were looking very, very good 3 to 4 weeks ago are starting to really trim their output projections on the corn. Every single one of them have also said the beans either look great or the beans look terrible, but I'm still, quote-unquote, encouraged that the beans could come around if we get rain. So I don't think the end users that I've spoken with really have a good handle or understanding of the corn market and the corn production side yet. I think they're probably more right than wrong on the beans.
I guess if in most years I would come back and say, well, they've given up their above-average yield, so are they at trend? But in this year, USDA's numbers are listed at above average, so 2 bushels above the trend line.
Exactly. And here's the other thing is that when we go into the acreage report next week, we've got to realize from a statistical standpoint, if you bring in more acres of corn and beans, and some of the traders think that's real possible, especially, and we talked about this, especially given Informa's numbers, it opened the door this week that the acres, well, yeah, maybe we've lost some yield, but the acres could make up for that. That's not statistically likely, though, because the more bad acres you open up, either your harvested acres have to show that up or your yield has to show that up. So I would say the exact opposite point. But I think the big thing that really keeps coming back to me when it comes to the actual crop and when I talk to the demand side of the market about the actual crop is this idea that they don't think the supplies are not there. In other words, they think the 11 crop is being held on to the producers, and therefore the 11 crop is out there. Producers just aren't selling it. I would say, based upon my experience and the people I work with, that's just not simply the case, that having more than 20% of 2011 crop is very, very rare right now around the Corn Belt.
Were you disappointed by the export figures this morning?
I was, and I was disappointed by last week's and the week before that, but I also realized that much like 1996, the market really didn't kick into a very strong gear until the acreage and stocks report, and I think this goes back to the idea of the hard landing in China, the energy markets, and what they may do to the ethanol demand. I'm much more optimistic about the future ethanol demand. Cattle on feed numbers, very, very good for corn producers. Placements up at the top end of the range of 115% today. In the month of May, we placed over 2 million head of cattle, so really nice placement numbers. So I'm getting more friendly, the corn demand, not more negative, the corn demand, as we go through the second half of the marketing year.
Is that on the idea that the export market will trim, but it will be made up by domestic usage?
I think it's a combination of both. I think USDA has their 2012 corn demand numbers, including their exports, way too low, given the global coarse grain stocks to use. The way I look at this market, Todd, is pretty simple. If you're going to cut your demand, given the tight global coarse grain stocks to use, and you no longer have wheat as a negative fundamental force in the feed demand side, you're going to have to do that through higher prices. That's basic agricultural economics. But if you're trading $5 cash corn, you're not going to trim a lot of that demand. And so those tight global coarse grains are not going to get any bigger. They're going to get actually tighter. So I think that something's going to have to give. Either we need to ration, like we've done in the front-end beans to some degree. We need to do that in the corn. I think we're on our way to do that in the front-end corn when the ethanol producers started to fight back this past week because of their margins. But I think there's a more long-lasting demand that if we don't go up too fast, too quickly, and too hard, the demand market will actually stay with us.
Any July contract surprises you think are in the offing as it goes through expiration?
I do think that, like 1996, on June 25th to July 9th or July 10th of 1996, the July D's corn spread actually jumped 80 cents in that short period of time. I think we have the fundamentals similar to that, and I think next week's report or the way the cash basis acts after next week's report could bring back a 1996-type scenario. So I would not at all rule that out of the cards at this point.
So if you're feeling friendly to the corn market, are you bullish the soybeans?
I'm not as bullish the soybeans because it goes back to the weather. I think that it goes back to the idea that the bull spread should keep working because we still need to keep as much old crop at home as possible. But at the same time, we've seen the break-evens for crushers really get hit. And this is going back to today's trade. We really lost a very strong rally and kind of finished very much lackluster on a drier midday weather model output. And I think part of that goes back to the meal. It just gave up, in my opinion. And I think that's because we're about 30 to 33 cents on July crushing margins. And, you know, the crushers typically would want 50, even 60 cents to feel comfortable to keep buying and keep bidding up, especially at these prices. So I think we even, especially in the beans, we're starting to get some demand rationing taking effect with this recent rally. So that leads me to the idea that, okay, the front end can stay strong and keep rationing demand, but if the weather does change and the bean acres do happen to go up on the double crop or whatever, and the weather changes at the same time, then that maybe opens the beans up to more downside than the corn, just because we've lost our opportunity in the corn to regain production potential, but haven't in the beans. It's a lot like 88, as a matter of fact.
And two final sorts of things, wide-ranging topics, Federal Reserve, any concerns there at this point? And we talked about Europe a little bit, but are they out of the woods?
I think Europe is on the path at this point to solving their longer-term problems. They're not out of the woods, but I think the worst is behind us at this point. As long as we don't get any more downgrades by the major bank for the major banks. As far as the Federal Reserve goes, I am more worried that these downgrades on the banks and some of this second-tier money market and credit derivatives, the liquidity is starting to get very, very tight here in the United States along with Europe. I'm getting more and more nervous that as we get towards the end of the year, bondholders are going to say, I want higher interest rates if you're going to make me take this risk. This is not a risk-free asset anymore because of the way the fiscal situation looks here in the United States. So if we start to see interest rates climb, I think that really is a big, big flag and a big warning to the commodity bull and to that idea that the super cycle in commodities is going to be put off for some time.
Do you know what number to dial?
I know what number to dial.
217-244-9455. Big Will, right?
That's exactly right. And do it while the corn prices are higher and help Will Radio keep those corn prices high.
Hey, thank you so much.
All right, Todd. Have a good weekend.
Okay. Mike Zuzulo is with Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting. He's in Lafayette, Indiana. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Friday afternoon.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Auditory Care Center, an independent hearing care center serving Champaign, Piatt, Ford, Vermilion, and other East Central Illinois counties. Auditory Care Center offers hearing evaluations as well as selection, fitting, and repair of hearing aids at 892-5959 in Rantoul.
And 217-244-9455. That's 217-BIG-WILL, or just visit willag.org. Look in the right-hand side up in the top of the page. I suppose there's a great way to pledge your financial support to the agricultural programming that I and your Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey, try to bring to you on a pretty constant basis, not just 5 days a week, but six, even sometimes 7 days a week, right, Dave?
Well, it is 7 days a week, Todd, if you include Market to Market on Sunday and, of course, Commodity Week on Saturday. The thing I want to bring up with you tonight, today is a number. The number I want to bring up to you is the number 90. What does that number mean to you?
It is the 90th anniversary of the radio station.
Yes.
And it's half the amount that people should pledge when they call in to WILL.
We do like the $180 level.
More, I just upped it.
more is wonderful. Less is okay. $180 level would be fine. But the 90th anniversary, think about that for a minute. We developed this technology, this newfangled thing called AM radio, 90 years ago.
I love my AM radio station.
Oh, it's wonderful. And the thing that, about this is the very first day, I've been told, we decided that agriculture was something really important to put out there on this newfangled airwave. So we did a broadcast that was called Turning Cream into Gold. It was about dairy cows and how dairy farmers could take their product and make more money with it. And we've been doing and talking about that ever since, Todd.
Well, how producers can make more money, you betcha, all the way through. And just last week on Commodity Week, we had a gentleman here who was from Western Milling in California. His primary duty to buy for the dairies, and actually he knows a few of the folks that are in Champaign and McLean counties that are dairymen.
So that is the premise that we built the service on. We have gone out and we have asked our listeners, tell us what you need. Tell us the kind of information you want. Tell us how you want it. Do you want it on your smartphone? Do you want it on a podcast? Do you want us to come out and have a meeting with you? You tell us what your needs are, and we will do our best to fulfill those needs. And that is what we've done the last 8 years. It is a partnership. And part of that partnership is that at these times of year, pledge times, that our partners will step forward with a contribution in support of our agricultural service. So that's what we're here for. That's the context of what we're here for. But the bigger picture is it's also the end of the fiscal year. And that means we have to have all the money that we need to run agricultural programming in the bank by June 30th. So that's the theory that it works on. We paid it forward. The reason we're here now is because last year, agricultural listeners said, yeah, let's do agriculture. And now it's time again. So 217-244-9455 is the number to call with your contribution. Todd just pushed us to 180, but we really like around the $120 level. We think that's fair value for our service. But if you're willing to go just a little bit more today, $30 more, I have just a little handful of these snazzy geek radios left to give out. They are really, really sweet.
Oh, tell me they got a hand crank on them.
They got a hand crank on them. Anything with a hand crank is fine by us. They also run by solar power, and they run by battery as well. They're AM, they're FM, they're NOAA weather radio. That's very useful. They're a flashlight. They'll charge your cell phone as well. Headphone jack, USB charger. And, you know, when you crank it up, it lasts for about 12 minutes, 10 to 12 minutes. Just the amount of time for the pre-opening market report in the morning.
What, you couldn't make it last a half hour so they could listen to the whole closing market report? They got to take a time out in the
middle? You got to crank it a couple extra times.
Time for the underwrite, but you're going to have to crank fast.
217-244-9455 is the number to call.
Absolutely, 217-244-9455. Your pledge of financial support really makes a big difference to us. Dave and I don't say it often enough. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much for taking the time to spend with us each and every business day of the year. And thank you so very much for your support. One of the things that it allows us to do that I know you do on your own farm is that We get to innovate. We really do. We get to think about what's different, what's new, what can we try that might help on the farm. And we try to innovate just a little bit. Don DeBeard is in studio, too. She tries to innovate sometimes along the way. And she's in charge of all kinds of things here on the radio station, Illinois Public Media, and is really a big fan, I think, of our agricultural listening audience.
Well, I am. I really feel like it's a partnership, as David said. I mean, anytime you go out to an Outlook meeting, you can see that it's a partnership between the team here at WILL and the producers that use the service, and that it really is a service that's provided. And so we're asking you to think about how you use this station and then ask what the value is to you. And then we ask you to take that next step, which is to make a gift to support the station. 217-244-9455 is the number to call to make a gift. Sometimes you need to know where we are so far during this fiscal year. Just a few days left in the fiscal year. We're 91% of the way toward matching the amount that we made last year. It was a great year last year. It was about a 5% uptick, Dave,
yes, that's right,
in the Friends of WILL last year. So we want to do at least that well this year. And we can with your support. These last few days of June are always tense. We never quite know exactly what's going to happen, but we know we can be successful with your help. And we ask for it right now. Again, that number is 217-244-9455. Or, of course, you can go online and use your credit card to make a secure pledge at that website, willpledge.org. You can see, I think, that Eaton Weather Radio that's available there. And you can also check out all the other thank you gifts if you're interested in something that we haven't mentioned this afternoon.
All right, 217-244-9455 is the number to call. We are only a couple of grand away from our daytime Friday goal for the afternoon, so now would be a really kind of good time for Ag to step up, maybe pick off a couple of grand during this half hour. Hey, that would be fantastic. Somebody who's going to help us out and talk about cash basis, actually, is Bruce Bostard. He's on the phone line this afternoon from the Ludlow Co-op Elevator Company in Ludlow, Illinois. That's prime listening area for us. Hi, Bruce. How are you today?
Great.
How's the corn look? Is it rolling this afternoon, or is it feeling better?
I imagine it's feeling better. Actually, I haven't made it out of the office today. but as we've seen, the temperatures moderate. It wasn't yesterday as much.
Have you been busy taking lots of trucks across the scale on the input side, not on the output side?
It's spotty. We're still finishing up wheat, so we'll get 2-3 hours in the afternoon where it gets active, and then the wheat gets tough, and we shut her down again until the next afternoon.
How's the wheat harvest been going then?
Actually, a little better than we thought. We were doing some yield checks earlier and thought we might have a little bit more frost damage than we had. We were looking 40 to 50 bushel an acre, and we're getting 60 to low 70s.
And I've heard it's in really good condition, not much of a dock this year, at least in the southern part of the state down near Seamers and the Effingham here and Teutopolis
area.
Yeah,
quality seems to be pretty good. We're getting,
better
every so
usual.
Often you get a spot, but test weight has been very good.
All right, and what does cash basis for corn look like?
Corn basis has been sliding. In some cases more than others, we've lost 2-3 cents, but we've seen some basis levels break back pretty significantly between processors getting coverage on through a good chunk of the old crop to some ethanol plants scattered around the country, basically looking at taking some extended downtime and making some more grain available. So we've been seeing the basis back off this late in the week.
And your bids for the day?
We are at 625 on corn and 1441 on beans.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bruce Bostard is with the Ludlow Co-op Elevator Company out of Ludlow, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report on a Friday afternoon. Have you dialed in yet? I hope so. If not, right now is a good time. 217-244-9455. Support agriculture.
It's National Chocolate Eclair Day. The eclair probably originated in France during the 19th century. The first English language recipe for the eclair appeared in the Boston Cooking School cookbook in 1884. On this day in agricultural history in 1633, Galileo was forced by the Inquisition in Rome to renounce his theory that the Earth revolved around the Sun. By the way, Galileo was the first to see the rings of Saturn, named after the Roman god of agriculture. But he never quite unlocked the idea that he was seeing rings. In 1792, James Nielsen was born, a Scottish inventor. He introduced the use of a hot air blast instead of cold air for the smelting of iron. His process reduced the amount of coal needed and increased efficiency to satisfy the demands of the infant rail and shipbuilding industries. In 1932, Bernhard Bang died, a Danish veterinarian. He discovered the cause of contagious abortion in cattle. Bang was instrumental in showing that tuberculosis could be transmitted by cow's milk and in developing isolation techniques. And in 1940, Peter Koppen died, a German meteorologist and climatologist. He is best known for his mapping of the climatic regions of the world. His system remains useful because it demands easily obtained data, such as monthly mean temperatures and precipitation. And that's a look at this day in agricultural history.
This is the Closing Market Report. It's a Friday afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason. On the phone line, Jim Angel from the Illinois State Water Survey and the Prairie Research Institute to take up the weather forecast. Good afternoon to you, Jim.
Oop, hi, Todd.
Yeah. I thought you were gone there for a second.
Yeah,
so.
Okay, so we
kind of need to know.
For a minute, but. Yeah, we're back on track here, I think.
We need to know, Jim, if there is a rainfall at all in the forecast for any place in the Midwest over the next 7 days.
You know, about our best chance is going to be Sunday night. There is a cold front that's going to move through the state on Sunday. It'll be pretty hot and humid on Sunday, but Sunday night the cold front arrives, and that'll trigger some thunderstorms out ahead of that. But you know, the amounts don't look that impressive. They're pretty modest, about one or two-tenths of an inch at most. There may be some locally heavy events, but I think by and large it's not much of a rainmaker at this stage. And that's really about the last chance we have for the next week or so.
I listened to the report you put together for our Commodity Week program this morning, and this is the first time I think I've heard you have real concern about the crop and about the drought in the state of Illinois. Are we looking at something that could really blossom into a pretty rough situation?
That's right. Probably the big concern right now is both the 6 to 10-day and 8 to 14-day forecast, and the longer-range forecasts for July are all pointing towards above normal temperatures and below normal precipitation. So that's not what we want to hear right now as we get into the heart of the growing season.
Anything else to add before I let you go for the afternoon?
Well, you know, the outlook for July, August, and September also has an increased chance of above normal temperatures. They are fairly neutral on which way the precipitation might go at this point. But, you know, we almost every month this year has been above normal temperatures and below normal precipitation. So I don't expect that record to remain broken much longer.
Thanks so much, Jim.
Sure.
Jim Angel is at the Illinois State Water Survey Prairie Research Institute. Joined us here on a Friday afternoon.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
This is the Closing Market Report. A few thank yous to say this afternoon. Donda Beard has a list for us. Donda?
I do. Thanks to Doug Bloom and Matt Toon, Tom and Mary Murphy in Tiscalwa, Donna and Mike Cunningham in Vetersburg, Indiana, Russ March in Bloomington, Illinois, and Leon Issert in Piatone. Thank you so much for your gifts to WILL.
Hey, thank you to all of those folks who have given, and especially those folks who are giving to agriculture and willag.org. You can still sign up, do that now if you'd like, or if you're online, willag.org. If you want to make the phone call, 217-244-9455. That's 217-244-9455, or Big Will. Dave Dickey and I really do appreciate it. We'd like the $120 level, $180. 780 is great. Go for that Eaton radio and crank her up for WILLAG.org. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. My thanks to Dave Dickey, who will be in this seat all next week as, well, I have a tough job and have to fly to Europe for a little business. It's a tough thing that we do.
Support for the Closing Market Report comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.